Oh, right. So, I think we just finished those three. I'll address your question again after Asher, which is, what the relationship really is between the two Isuri Shuvashekher. We'll come back to that. But either way, the Rambam disagreed. The Rambam and others held that this Yerushalmi is telling you another additional type of Shuvashav Minat Torah. And I think what's clear then is that what the nature of Shuvashav is, what it means is, what the Isur is a Shuvah that is needless and pointless. Right? You can be Nishba, you can invoke a Shuvah for the sake of some purpose. To try to convince somebody of something, to try to commit yourself to something. Right? And then its permissibility depends on whether or not it's MS or Sheker. Right? But there's a separate problem, an independent problem, with invoking Shavua, with undertaking a Shavua needlessly, pointlessly, for no purpose, for nothing. There's no reason to do it. It's useless. Right? So whether it's false or not is actually completely beside the point. It doesn't matter whether or not you need, whether or not this is true or not. The point is there's no reason to take a Shavua. This is completely the Shav, useless, pointless, for no reason. Right? This is the Lush of the Rambam, if you look in Sefer Mitzvos, right? Rosh Ramam is that there's an Isser Lishava, right? B'makom she'en bo tzorach. Right? That's his understanding of the Isser Shvoshav that is reflected in the Yerushalmi. It could be true. The point is it has nothing to do with truth or falsity. It has to do with, is it necessary? Is there a reason to take this such a Shvoah? And if the answer is, you're not doing anything with it. It's just, there's no purpose to it. There's no utility to the Shvoah. So then, that's forget Sheker or Emes. That isn't the point, and that's why the Yerushalmi's case is just as good a case of Shuvah Shav as the others. It's true, but it's not. That's not the issue. The issue is it's pointless. Now, this has broader significance. This is our first exposure to the notion of a Shvuah as a kind of a Davar Shebekdusha, as something which is to be revered and awed and feared, and not to be taken casually. So that even if it's Emes. But it's not a little question that there's no issue here. We'll see that come up in various places again and again. And we'll also see why this is and what it has to do with. Most likely has to do with the fact that there's shame in here. But we'll come back to that. Three things, though, that I wanted to just call attention to, given now we have a better understanding of this basic conception of Shavua Shav, the Rambam's view as something which is useless. It's a useless Shavua. It's a Shavua for no purpose. Number one, I think we can now reevaluate some of the earlier types of Shavuos Bitoy. In other words, now we can ask the question, there's no need to view the first few examples as involving Sheker. Right? So for instance, it's possible to say that Nishba Levatel Mitzvah, it's not Shav because it's false, but because it's useless. In fact, if you keep your word, it actually is a Shavuos Emes. Right? Nishba Sheyizrik Ploni, I mean, if he throws it, let's say, it's a Shavuos Emes. That doesn't mean it's not a Shavua Shav, right? Nishba Levatel is a mitzvah. So here we're talking, right? It's not effective. Halacha doesn't allow you to observe it, doesn't create any obligation, right? And because of that, therefore, it's Shav. Not that it's false. I mean, you could, like, if you don't wear tefillin tomorrow, or if you do eat nevela tomorrow, you're actually, the Shavua was a Shavua's emes. It said something, it claimed something which was true. But that's not a problem. That doesn't. It's not required. We're not required to assume that that's not true. That's not so. It is true. It's a Shavuos Emes. It's useless, though, regardless. Right? Halachically, it's purposeless. It doesn't work. It doesn't create any kind of legal. It doesn't do anything legally because it's ineffective because Torah doesn't allow it, and therefore it's useless, whether or not it's true. At least two Rishonim, however, indicate otherwise. In other words, there are at least two Rishonim who clearly indicate that even given that Shavua Shav, the real idea of Shavua Shav is useless, nonetheless, these categories are Sheker. And here, I'll just point to the two. One is the Meiri. Yes, did I have that on the card sheet?
Yeah.
Right, he just kind of gives you an overview of what Shavua Shav is, so he lists two categories of Shavua Shav. He says there are Shavua Shav, right, which involve Sheker, and Shavua Shav which don't. Right, do you have it there? Anybody have it? And on that list, he includes Nishba Levatel as a mitzvah, for instance, as Sheker. Nobody has it? Right. But you saw it.
It says Chinam. One is Chinam and one is...
Yeah. Nah, one is Sheker. Right. What?
I lost all my service.
Oh. All right. So the Miri just happens to listen, and he, even though he, you know, he has the category there of Shoshana, which isn't Sheker, he includes this on Sheker. Another example is the Ritva. This is how the Ritva explains the textual issue, right? Right. The question that emerges naturally is if this is true, that there really is such a... right, the Ritva quotes the two deos. He quotes the dea, he doesn't mention the Riyaz, but he essentially quotes the dea that this is only Derabanan, right? The Yerushalmi's edition is only Derabanan. And he says, he disagrees. Why isn't it in the Mishnah? So he explains, gives a, I think, a very plausible explanation, but it involves this point. But he says is that the reason is because the Mishnah is only listing the ones that are false. Why? Because it's trying to distinguish between... It's pointing to the fact that there's a distinction between Shavuos Bitoy and Shavuos Shav. Shavuos Bitoy has a different din than Shavuos Shav. Shavuos Bitoy is Chayav the Shogeg, Shavuos Shav isn't. And the most striking way to illustrate, you know, that contrast is even in the cases which are most closely related content-wise to Shavuos Bitoy, but nonetheless Shavuos Shav, those two have a different din. They're not Shavuos Bitoy. They're not Shavuos Sheker, right? Anybody have the language of Miri, of the Ritva? I think. All right, the Ritva says this essentially that the reason the Mishnah includes what it includes is because it's trying to count. If you just look at the Mishnah, it's Domelish. What?
Oh, the ones.
Yeah, the ones that are most similar to the best way to you know highlight this is you know something that Chazal always pointed to. Hodiyacha koko de whatever. Right, the case which is the most surprising case, the general method of teaching, which the Torah frequently does. I mean, this is a general theme in Torah. You can list, like, I don't know, 10, where the Torah tells you the most extreme case that I would have thought otherwise, and that's the case. So this is an example, right? I mean, you have mitzvahs that otherwise are in weird places, like batashas, right? We just had batashas is specifically in the place where you're talking about a matzah, or that's where you're introducing batashas. So the answer is you could have thought that as part of a siege, this would be something, and therefore Torah, and you have other cases like this all the time, lo sekal el cherish. Right, and even somebody, right, that's an issue that applies to all Jews. Even somebody who you could have thought doesn't, you know, hear, you can't hear my kala, so. Or, Sheret Tzus Ve'ona. Where is it mentioned in the Torah? By a Shifcha. Why not by regular? Because even a Shifcha, right, I mean, Kabor Tigurenu, where is it mentioned? Harugi Malchus. Harugi Bezdi. Because even, right, it's, you can think of like 10. I just thought of what, 4 or 5? So that's a frequent thing the Torah will do, is it sort of the case which is most, you know, the most mechudosh, and then it says in that case, so here it says the Ritva, that's essentially what the Mishnah is doing. It's saying even the cases of Sheker, which, you know, I'm sorry, of Shvav, which you might have thought, you know, it's a din of, it really is a Shvav Bitoy. No, those are not Shvav Bitoy, and they have a different din, they have a din of, no, there's no Chiyuv B'Shogeg B'Chal, there's no Korban. So that's why the Mishnah has it the way it has it. So again, that also entails the view that Shavuot Levatos Mitzvah. These are, everything we said in building up the sort of the Tazrid, it's all true. It's just that it's not the overall concept of Shavuot Shav is not limited to Sheker, but nonetheless, Nishma Levatos Mitzvah, right? That is a Shavuot Sheker. Let's see if he says Kami Ushami, then he says the Yesh Orim Deahi Ein Yisur Elam Yir Banan. Behind the Lokatani La Tana, right? The Ein Shvua Shav Minatora Ela Benishba Lashanos. Now, what he means by that is all these things in the Mishnah that are Nishba Lashanos, where you're deviating from the truth, where it's Sheker, that's Shvua Shav, right? That's the opinion that's what he explained before it says written. Then he says, The Ein Yira Kain, Das Rabino Afasi, Varambam, Kam Ein Atam Nachon Kol Tzorech. And I think what he means by that is the whole point of Shvua Shav is not related to whether it's true or not. It doesn't have to be that it's false. It has to be that it's shav, useless, bechinam, nothing to it. There's no reason to it. The Yosef Yishlomar did the feed of Rabbi Barabbas Yerambam the Tana Lokatani Hacha El Shvu Shav the Damik Sasah was Bitul the Shavar Shenu Nishpa the Shanos the Shavar. Right, Lashma Inan the Less Be Korban Shvu was Bitul. Aval Nishpa Ala Ms She Ainu Dama Shvu was Bitul Lo Matzi the Mitne. But Memei Lo Shamina Mehai the Hai Ufchulufle. Now, again, he doesn't then go through. Okay, there's some things which are. Perhaps not as pashut, though that's the case. Nishpa vatal mitzvah. That's a nishpa. So, yes. So the point is, everything we said now in terms of trying to understand how these things could be Shua Sheker, even once you know that it doesn't have to be, say at least the Ritva and the Meiri, nonetheless they are. And the Rambam, I'm not so sure. The Rambam, if you remember, just lists the four. I mean, the second one is the one which is Emes. Is one which is certainly Emes, right? Nishba, Ala Evin Shu Evin, is Rambam's number two category. I don't know whether or not he thinks that the ones that follow are necessarily Shua Sheker. So I think that's one thing to wonder, and I think there could be nafkamina. What would be a simple nafkamina to this question? All right, mechasinach. If you hold like the mechasinach, what does mechasinach say? That cases that are nishb of shav, which are sheker, says the mechasinach, he doesn't see why, any reason why, shouldn't also be lokim and shumbitui. I don't know, I mean, that's, I think, a chiddush, but if you say it, then this would be nafkamina. Nishb levatel is a mitzvah. Is he loke once or twice? If it's sheker, it's twice. One for losisa, one for losishavu. So I think that's a fair question to raise, and I just don't know what the answer. I mean, it's clear, I think, the Meiri and the Ritva seem to say that, yeah, if you take the mechasinach, you should be getting two sets of makios. I'm not sure if the Rambam would agree. Yeah?
The Rambam would still agree that the shvur is a shvur, has a sheker aspect here, but it's not defining it as a shav. It would still be able to both.
Right, I'm just not sure. There's no reason to assume that. I mean, given the Rambam, given that you think the Shua Shav doesn't have to be Sheker, so then it could be that, in fact, some of these categories are not. Not just the one that just Emes, Evin Asha Evin. I'm saying the other two, which are not obviously Sheker, Nishma Levatel Samitzvah, Davar Shei Yefshar, which are not obviously Sheker, and we tried to explain why you think it is. My point now is maybe coming back to it, maybe given the Yerushalmi, now you don't have to say. Right, given that you integrate Yerushalmi and you think that Shua Shav really just is a Shua, which is useless, doesn't have to be that it's Sheker, maybe these aren't actually Sheker. I'm saying, the Ritva the Meiri rejected. The Ritva the Meiri say, no, these actually still are Sheker, and each of them uses it for their own purposes. Ritva says that's why it's in the Mishnah and not the other. I think there is enough, and I'm saying, I don't know that the Rambam would disagree, and there could be enough Kamina, Lashikas and Mechasinach. Do you get Malkus for it, for Shua's Bitur? I think there could be another Nafkamina, but I won't get into it. All right, that's point number one I wanted to make. And point number two, and something which I sent, supplementary mikaros. I think that one consequence of this machlokes between what the Tosfos written in the Rambam, today is in the Ritva, right, about whether or not the Shvuas HaEmes is Bechlal Shvua Shav in the Torah, might be, and to the extent to which we understand Shvua Shav is useless Shvua, just useless regardless of Sheker or Emes, or it's a particular kind of Sheker which is stupid. Right, might be the extent to which Isser Shvua Shav, the Isser of Losisa, can serve as a true basis and template for the Isser of Bracha Levatala. Right? I said that Makaros for last night. Right, the Gemara in Brachos says that the source of Isser of Bracha Levatala or Bracha Shein Tzricha is, and as I said to you, Bracha Shein Tzricha, Bracha Levatala, in the language of the Gemara in Rishonim is the same thing. Yeah, the Isser of Bracha Levatala is Losisa, but there's Machlokas Rishonim. How seriously are we taking that? Seems to be Machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos, Rav Rishonim say that Isser Bracha Levatala is an Isser Derabanan Bilvad, and the Makor is just simply, the Pasuk is simply an Ismachta Ba'amah. They're discussing in the context of Nashim Birchas Mitzvah Mitzvah Asher Shem Mangrama, Ladas Tosfos, every season of Makoros, right? Ladas Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, the reason that it's okay, and this is the Pasuk of most of all most Chachmei Ashkenaz, I should say, and also, most Chachmei Sfarad, before the Rambam, the Ritz Gias, and also after, subsequent to the Rambam, Ban, Ran, and others, all held that, Kimin Hagenu, right, that the mitzvahs, actually, is everybody here Ashkenaz? Everyone assumed that. Okay. So, yeah, Kimin Hagenu, then, which is mitzvahs Aseh, which is a Nashim Barthos, and mitzvahs Aseh Shavan Gama, the Rambam disagreed, and the Shavan Pasuk is like him, the Chavar Pasuk is like him. But the reason Tosfos say this is okay, even though they're Pater, so some give other reasons. The Tosfos reason is because the whole Isser Bracha Levatala is only Derabanan. Heimamar v'heimamar. So in that context, they say that's all Derabanan. There's no Isser whatsoever. Bracha Levatala min HaTorah. The Rambam already seems to think otherwise. The Rambam doesn't say Deraisa Derabanan in the Mishnah Torah, but he does. His language is suggested. I mean, he says, right? The Rambam in Brachos paragraph as well. I wouldn't take a shvua deraisa on that. That's right, that wouldn't be a shot. But my question is, would it be Sheker? I don't know. I don't know if that means it has to be Daraisa. It's suggestive. The Rambam in the Tshuva that I sent out does say explicitly that it's Daraisa. On the other hand, the Rambam has another Tshuva where he seems to talk about it as a Derabanan. So that's an issue. And anyway, I think that to some extent that can actually turn on this issue, right? To the extent that, you know, the Bracha of Atala clearly has nothing to do with Sheker. I mean, the Bracha is itself, actually, the content of what you're saying is beautiful and true and noteworthy. It's just not bimkomo. It's just not in a place where it's necessary, right? So, if you hold like the Tosas Rid that the Isser of Losisa is like ridiculous, absurd Sheker, right? So then you must akorchenu assume that this is an Asmachta and not even a particularly, you know, closely related Asmachta. Because the Losisa actually doesn't refer to, you know, things which are true that are, it refers to, you know, silly Sheker. Whereas if you hold, like the Rambam, that Losisa is an Isser of being Nose, a Shvua, MS or not, but B'makom She'eino Tzoref, then already Bracha Levatala becomes much more of an apt fit, and potentially even Minotaur. All right, that's number two. Number three, this I'll conclude. With this backdrop, I think we can assess now, we can turn back to the Shitas Rambam regarding Shvua She'Yizrok Ploni. Now we know, does anybody have the Rambam? We know it isn't Chal the Shvua's Bidu. It's a Dabar She'eino, yeah. So we know it isn't Chal the Shvua's Bidu. The question is whether or not it's a Shvua Shav. So here Rashi indicates it's a Shvua Shav automatically. The Rambam, however, has this strange Shita where he says that, right, what does he say? He says that you're not, that the reason you're not loket for it, right, Rashi, I think, implies, and the Rivash says explicitly, the little footnote here in Exod Lachamisha says, you know, even though he doesn't say Malkus, the Rivash does, but still makes sense, right? That you're going to be loket mishum shav as soon as you say, shvush yizor kloni, loket mishum shav. Rambam says that you're not loket mishum min haTorah, you're only loket midir banan. And the reason v'lama in the loke minator mishum shvua shav sharei efshan laosa efshan laosa nachirim sheyishum imenu b'tzkayim shvuaso, and therefore when you're masim bo it's a hasra safek. Now here it's an added little chiddush. The Rambam says it's a hasra safek, which in general the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Right, hasra safek in the case, let's say in the Gemara in with regard to lav shini gase, which is where one of the cases where it comes out. Right, lav shini gase, the Gemara says l'fi resh lokish there should be no makos because the when you're master on the lav, you still don't know whether or not he's going to be mekayim the asay. So therefore, you won't get makos. So Rambam says there, you get makos. So here he says you don't get makos here because it's a soras avik, and he it's clear he's intending to address the fact that it isn't general pasuk. He says elim kain, and you don't get makos on a soras avik elim kain hayal lav shabom mefurish b'torah Moshe is fired all of a sudden. So this is a very unclear statement. I'll maybe just address very at the end what I think it might mean. But in any event, the Rambam says that you don't get Malkus for it because if it turns out that some such and such happens, then it's actually not a Shavua Shav. And therefore you don't get Malkus for it even if it turns out to be a Shavua Shav because it's going to be a Shavua Shav. So now note, this is the first thing to point out here, is know that whether the Rambam is saying that whether it's Shav depends not on whether he throws it, right, but whether he throws because he's heard of the Shavua. Right, Shehari Efshar, not Losan Shigizriku, but She Efshar Losan Sha, right, a point I mentioned before, She Achirim Shigizriku, man of this guy in Shavuasa. And the point seems to be that'll determine whether it's useless or not. That'll be determine whether or not in the end the Shua had any utility. You know, if he hears it and follows through, so then it won't, isn't a Shua Shav. Then apparently it serves a purpose. It catalyzes, it serves as something which catalyzes somebody to actually do something. Right, it's the reason for it made him throw the thing. So that for the Rambam counts as a purpose, l'inyan shua shav. It's no longer a useless, completely, you know, non-entity shua. No, it actually made him throw it, yeah?
So when the Rambam talks about isha or katanim, you think it's because they would respect the shua no more?
I mean, why would I think a havamina?
Because it made them do it more?
What?
When the Rambam says shua shav, shua is a mashur about a shav. He says, "Afilu banim and isha." So you would assume, in reading that, that's because he can coerce them to do it after the shua.
Why can he coerce them to do it?
Because they respect his words.
That's not coercion.
I mean, either way, the point of that, according to your understanding, would be that because they're more likely to listen to hear a shvuah and respect the fact that they make a shvuah. Because if it's about the shvuah having utility,
meaning I think what it, I think
dominion over them.
Yeah, so I'll get to that. I'll get to that in 1 second. Yeah, no, I think what he's saying is no. I don't think. Yeah, meaning the point is that they're exactly what you're saying, which is they're more likely to be the people that hear and do because they want to make good on the shvuah.
I guess you can make them do it more likely after. I'm not sure.
In what way can he? No. I think.
Same way when a father tells you to go to school, you go to school. You know.
But if he, I mean, so I just think that that's like the way that that works is there's a greater likelihood that that'll happen.
Either way,
as opposed to making somebody else go to shvuah.
But you're saying either way, you fit into the shvuah having utility because they're more likely to respect the shvuah than someone else.
They're more likely to do something as a result. It's more likely to change things. The thing, so that's the point, is the nature, just to point out, so that's what my point was, that what emerges from the Rambam first, just to note, is that that a shvuah l'haba that isn't chal is a shvuah's bitui. A shvuah about something l'haba that isn't chal is a shvuah's bitui. It doesn't actually create any legal obligations or anything like that. Is not necessarily by definition useless, and therefore shvuah shav. It's sufficient if the fact that I said it affects behavior. Right? Now here it's not chal. It's not that it's useful because you know based on the shvuah something legal happens. Right? He now has an obligation. There's no obligation. He doesn't have to throw it. But if he heard that I made a shvuah, then throws it. If it catalyzes behavior, if it affects somebody's behavior in a non-legal way, just by the fact that somebody heard it, so then that already means that the utterance of such a shvuah is not l'shav. Then it doesn't count as l'shav. Now that itself, I think, actually might already be implicit in the Gemara itself. With respect to shvuah l'kaimis ha-mitzvah, I didn't put this on the karos, just letting you know. Shvuah l'kaimis ha-mitzvah, the Gemara in Tmura, and shvuah says that, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Tmura rather, the shvuah l'kaimis ha-mitzvah nishba she'ochel matzah b'lo rishon, right? So that's not chal because it's only chal as a shvuah's bitul because it's only chal on the rishus. But the Gemara says nonetheless it's mutter. I could have said, well, if it's not chal, then right, there's no obligation that it imposes upon me. It doesn't count as a shvuah's bitul. Then all right, so then what's you're uttering it is completely useless. It's shvuah shav. But the Gemara actually says no, it's mutter. Why? Because right, first of all, quotes a pasuk. Nishpati v'kayema l'shmor mishpaseh chukecha. Lazaris. What is Lazaris? Meaning it because the person feels like he's bought in. It's a method of sort of, you know, of enhancing one's enthusiasm, of enhancing one's commitment. Now that's not a legal effect. That's just a psychological effect. But the point is that it can serve a purpose to modify and to alter behavior. So even though it's not chal as a shvuah's bitui, nonetheless that's no longer a shav. So that I think actually in the Gemara is already pretty well settled. The major chiddush here in the Rambam is that the utility can be something which is dependent upon how things play out. Right. In other words, the shvuah l'kayim is a mitzvah. Let's say so that serves a purpose. It that legitimizes the shvuah b'shas shvuah. We say that taking such a shvuah is something which can motivate a person to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore, when you take the shvuah, it's not shav. But with the Rambam here, you know, it's fine regardless of how it plays out. Masha'inkin here, there's a difference here. Whether or not we're saying it has utility is not something which is determined b'shas shvuah. We don't know if it's a shvuah shav b'shas shvuah because it depends on how things play out. Now that you could wonder how that squares with the fact that shvuah shav, the Gemara says mashav what when it talks about. What? Lusha Abar af Sheker Lusha Abar. And this precisely, I think, is maybe what kind of motivated the Rivash. When the Rivash radically reread the Rambam, I sent this out yesterday, Rivash really rereads the Rambam entirely. According to his understanding, he says that the reason you're not locating Mishum, so he just points out, and this is what's related to us, he says the reason, the Rambam's not talking about why you're locating, not locating Mishum Shav. You're not locating Mishum Shav ever. And the reason for that is doesn't count as a Shvuah Shav because it's not Lusha Abar. It depends on something in the future. And Shav, by definition, has to be B'shash Shavuasa. That's what the Gemara in Tumur says. Rather, what the Rambam means here is, this is the Asura Suffolk point, is why you're not Lokim Yishum Bitu. Because if it turns out it'll be true, it won't be a Shavua Sheker, and therefore it won't be Lokim Yishum Bitu. Now, there are a lot of issues with this. I'll just note two. One, it's just not what the Rambam says. I mean, he says Shavua Shav twice. So the Rivash was aware of that. And what did he say? What's his response to that? And the Rambam says, "Nimtza gari neshvua shav, shelo largila b'shvua shav." What is he? So, what's his response to that? Yeah, he says Ladafka. I mean, it's just, he says we come out hold around shall be in a look in a term Marcus 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 the fish cigar on the shwa shav. Your son Omar shwa shaker. So Elo shakara so shall the fish dom le shav. Yeah, you know. I mean, Ladafka. It's a very difficult thing to say, but he means sheker, not shav. It doesn't mean shwa shav. It's not shwa shav. The other thing that you should notice, the Rivash leaves out the fact that he has to hear it. The guy needs to hear the Shvua. He says that if the guy throws it, it'll be fine, and it won't be loke. But the Rambam says he has to hear it. And there's a good reason why I think he leaves it out, because it's probably the case that on his view, the Rambam here is concerned with Shvua's bitui, Shvua Sheker, there's no role to the issue of whether or not he hears the Shvua. If he what I say is he'll throw it. If he throws it, it's a Shvua's emes. And if I'm being loked, Mishum Bitoy, the only thing that matters then is, did he throw it? And it's not a coincidence that I think the Rivash didn't relate to what the Rambam said about Efshar Sheyishma Shvuaso Sheyishma, and then Yiskayim Shvuaso, because that doesn't make sense. If the only issue is determining is this true or not, that shouldn't play a role. It plays a role, on our view, because that is critical for determining whether or not the Shvua has a utility, has a use. Is it Bechinam? Is it just a non-entity that didn't matter at all? So then it makes sense that it matters if he hears it. But for the Rivash, it doesn't. All right. But nonetheless, one can still ask, how does Shav, how is it possible? Does that not contradict what the Gemara says about Shav? So I think there are a couple possible answers. I'll just say one, and that'll be it. I think one possible answer is that, remember Lefiya Rambam, especially, right? Shvuas Sheker, when the Gemara says Shav Dom le Sheker, or Sheker Dom le Shav, Ma Shav le Shavar, Shvuas Sheker le Shavar, so some Rishon, most Rishon took that to mean, right, not Rishonim, Ravin took that to mean, that what means ma sheker that means is af sheker l'shaver. What it means is the iser of shvu l'sheker is only l'shaver. Right, that's how most of them took it. But if you remember, the Rambam didn't take it that way. The Rambam didn't take that line of af sheker l'shaver to mean that the iser is only l'shaver. He understood what the Gemara is saying is only this chiddush din, this mechudash din of this malchus, despite the fact that it isn't warranted under the normal principles, that is only true of shvuas. Of Shuas Bidu the Sha'avar. They're both over on Shuas Sheker, but the Malkus Shabadavar is only for the Sheker the Sha'avar. I think it's possible to say, well, maybe the Rambam thought, you know what? That's true of Shav too. The model actually really was Shuas Shav.
Okay, well, press me, grab your lunches, please proceed.
You just say, for the Rambam, it actually works perfectly. Shav, you're over either way. It's an Isser of Shuas Shav. But you're never loke mishum shav for shav, which is not bishash, determined as shav or not bishash wasa. Why? There's a surah savik problem. But the point is that shav, you only loke on shav for lishavra. So what the Gemara is saying is, we have this drush of shav, right? That shav is only loke bishavar. For the Rambam, that's actually really quite precise. Either way, this is the Isser. The question is, though, when are you Loke? So, Ma Shav the Sha'avar, right? So, here you have to look at Tishav. Just like Shav, despite whether or not you're over the Isser, you're only ever Loke on Shav. If it's a Sha'avar, so too that's true of Sheker, and therefore this Chiddush Din, right? This Chiddush Din must be, when it's expanding from Shav to Sheker, must be only limited to the Sha'avar. So, I think that's a very simple possible read. Now, just quickly, I'll mention one point, which is what does Rambam use his Lav Shemeshwarfa? That ain't looking on source of Elam Kin Lav Shabo Mefurish Betorah. So here's, I mean, the and he says Kemoshi's Barber Sanhedrin. So here the Kesmish says, I don't know what that means, and there's anything about that in Nehuchos Sanhedrin. I think here the Rambam refers to, this is just, I think, what makes sense. I haven't really pursued it that much, but I think it makes, you can understand the Rambam is saying, what he means by what I said in Nehuchos Sanhedrin, he does refer to Asar HaSavik in Nehuchos Sanhedrin, and he says that you are Loke in the context where the Gemara discusses it, right? In the case of, right? Lav Hanikak Vasei, where you mivatal the Asei Biadayim, so you would be loke in that case. Sorry, you would be loke for Lav Hanikak Vasei. And I think what the Rambam means is that the reason for that is because it's true that that's Asura Savik. However, every case of the Isser is going to be like that. Nonetheless, the Torah asks it, and we generally, Torah is Machayev, right? Behayim Binikos Arasha. Right? You're Machayev Makos Risur, and the Torah asks it, so it must be Akrochenu that. The Torah is saying this is nonetheless that's the Avera, and you get Hasra for the Avera and you get Malkus. So that's true. So I think what you would say is that's true for something like Lavin, you can say, what the Rambam is saying here is, in this case, at the very least, especially in this case of Shav, where you have this strange case of Shav, where its utility actually is determined in the future, there's no hechreya to say from the Torah is asring lo sisa and giving you mankos for it. That must mean that we apparently think the hasra is a good hasra. This case is kind of a strange case. So, I'm sorry. Yeah.
30,000 plus.